have any idea about your mother's schooling?
No, only thing I know, she was educated Seventh-day Adventist. They had a pretty good school, I think. The way she went to school, I can't remember. And she died when I was 5 years old. And Dad raised us kids up to about 15 years before he had married again. And she's buried in Chapel Hill Cemetery, and today we can't find her grave out there.
Oh, is that right?
Dad buried out here in Redmond. We out there today. Look at these graves that this boy had out there. And he got a good marker on his. I don't know why he never did put nothing up where we keep up with it. I've tried to find it from the records of Chapel Hill, but I think they burned up. There's a fella named Leander. It knew, but never did get him back to him in California to where he found it. He had records of something like that. He remembered it. Well, I don't know. We never did get in contact with him.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I'd give a whole lot to have found it.
Well, did you know your grandparents on your mother's side?
That's what I'm talking about.
He was the preacher?
Yeah, he was a preacher. He was Seventh-day Adventist preacher, you know.
Was he from this part of the country?
I don't know. He come in this part of the country and landed out here across the river, like I say. But he homesteaded this place down here where I was born and raised, too. And my daddy bought it. Him and my uncle bought it together, I guess. And anyhow, I wound up with it. Lived down there, packed all his life on that till he bought a place up edge of town here. And he lived up there while we kids was going to school and leased that out to a dairy farmer named Willis on a dairy down there a good long while.
Since he was a preacher, I guess he had pretty good education.
I have an idea, Dad. Most of them do, or else they have the call in or something, you know. I've heard of people being called to preach without any education, might say. I've seen a few of them when I was young. I had an old preacher named Powell here. He worked all that week and preached on Sunday. That's when I was a young lad. I used to go to these country schoolhouse churches around, you know, to the town when I was young. Because I raised on a farm, had horses and buggies and things like that, you know.
Have you ever heard people around here call a preacher, you know, who really wasn't trained to be a preacher and he really wasn't very good at it, just kind of did it on the side? Have you ever heard them call that kind of preacher anything?
No, I don't believe I ever have since I've been going to church and stuff like that. Now, I've heard a lot of laymen just try to preach, you know, pretty good. They wouldn't call themselves preachers, just laymen. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of that scattered all over the country.
Well, what I wanted to ask you about, have you ever heard people around here say so-and-so's a jackleg preacher?
Yeah, I've heard that name put on some of them. Got a fellow named Burns down here. That his daddy had that kind of name, but he was pretty good. Pretty good old preacher.
When they say jackleg, is that supposed to mean he's not so good?
No, I don't mean that. You take jackleg carpenters, jackleg mechanics, jackleg preachers, and that kind of name on that. Jackleg is shade tree mechanics and all that kind of stuff put on them, but they usually are fairly good, you know. I've done an awful lot of mechanic work. I had at one time 3 trucks running out of here with bread trucks. Had 2 drivers. And I'd lay under them. I had built a double garage right down the street here where I first married and lived there. Well, I built a double garage down there and bought my gasoline all wholesale and done all my own mechanic work there. And I've laid under them cars all night long and swapping out transmission and stuff like that, you know, to get them ready to go out in the morning. I had a couple of drivers and I'd run one of them.